Do you have any update on McCown?
We're going to release that at 1 o'clock. He will not practice today as a precaution, and we're hoping he practices tomorrow.
How things gone for you in your first year? Was it what you expected, not what you expected?
Yeah, it'd be going better for 1-0, but things have gone well for the most part. Obviously, we would have liked to come out of the game last week with a win, and we felt we battled back, and we were in the lead in the fourth quarter, and we just have to learn how to finish.
How do you get to that point? What do you talk about when you're talking about learn how to finish?
Well, you got to build confidence within your team that they understand that you never know what play is going to be the play that determines the game, and you can't decide when you think that's going to be, and that's what great teams do.
How's Gerard Warren working out for you?
Good. He played well Sunday, in a role for us, and he's continuing to pick up our defense. Obviously, came in at a late time, and continues to improve each week.
You threw the ball around a lot this week. Do you think that's the identity of your team, or just the circumstances of that game?
It's how that game went. It's how this next game could go. It all depends on a number of circumstances of what your game plan is, and then how the game develops as it goes.
Have you had any unique challenges? I mean, obviously, you're one of the youngest head coaches. Being a youthful coach and having players who maybe are older than you. Any unique challenges there, or anybody say much to you about that?
No, not really. I get questions about it. From the media, but nothing within house or with our players has come of it. And, I don't expect it to.
How much of a transition has it been for you going from the college ranks?
Well, there is a little bit. You're dealing with a room where some of the players are, professionals and understand, that it is a business and they're supporting their family. And, but that doesn't mean the whole room's like that. And so, in some sense, there is a lot of similarities because it is still football and it is still motivating players to get ready to play each week.
Lane, is there one thing you picked up from Sonny Lubick during your time with him?
Yeah, I think Sonny had a remarkable ability to relate to the players and tell them exactly how it was. And, that's a great trait to have is, he'd bring in players and, whether it was good or bad, he told them how it was as opposed to trying to tell them a certain way or try to trick them into motivation or try to, tell them something to make them feel better. He was extremely honest with the players and I know in then that it's not what they want to hear sometimes, but they do respect that.
When you watched film this week of Denver Buffalo, were you impressed with how Jay Cutler looked on that last drive?
Yeah, sure. I sure thought he played well and isn't afraid to throw it anywhere. And obviously has an extremely strong arm and made a bunch of plays throughout the game in different situations. And I'm sure he's going to be a great quarterback in this league.
What's been the biggest challenge for you coming in? Obviously, the Raiders haven't had a lot of team success the last couple of years. What's been the biggest challenge for you trying to get things changed, turned around? Is it attitude or?
Yeah, continuing to work, and we're not there by any means yet, but from day one on the culture of this team and, the culture of the locker room and playing together as a team and, trying to find the right collection of players that understand that and want to do that. And, and building the team philosophy, and we still have a ways to go, but we think that we've made some strides.
Coach, you had the Raiders had the number three defense in the league last year, and a lot of the same personnel are back this year, so I would expect it to be a pretty decent defense. With Detroit scoring 36.
So. It was one game, and we did not play very well at all, but, that's one of 16 games, so, we're hoping to bounce back this week.
Do you think it's more of mistakes that you guys made, or is Detroit just that good on offense?
I think Detroit has some really good players on offense, but it wasn't about them. It was about us and us not executing and miscommunication and coverage issues. We're hoping that we have those corrected.
Lane, was your age something you had to deal with in your interview with the team, or no?
No. Al never brought it up, and was a very long interview process, and you know, one that went throughout 2 days and three different meetings. But no, it was actually never addressed.
Are you one to seek advice from your dad about football, or is that something you guys stay away from, or is it a regular part of conversation?
It's very regular. You know, I seek advice from a lot of people and listen to people all the time, because you know, I'll never be naive to think that I have something figured out or that someone doesn't have a better way to do something. So you always want to listen to everything. It doesn't mean you do everything that you hear, but you know, and he's an extremely valuable resource, and that, you know, I would be doing a poor job if I wasn't listening to that.
You talked about your own defense. What was your take on the defensive play by the Broncos and maybe their approach in that first game?
Yeah, obviously extremely aggressive and got after Buffalo and you know, played real well and very physical and as I said, very aggressive, and you know, I know through week one, number one defense in the league, and obviously presents us a major challenge in a number of different areas on the offensive side.
Blaine, when you do finally get the contract done with Russell, how do you approach this year with him?
Well, you don't look at it as a whole year. You know, you just got to take it one day at a time, and how can we put aside the right amount of time and the right system of what we're doing to get him prepared to play, and we'll never, you know, set something that he's not playing this year or he's not playing until we, whatever number you come up with, we don't ever do that with any of our players and set ceilings on them. So we'll push them as far as we can take them one day at a time.
Tougher that you're going to be game planning every week too?
Well, a lot of things are tough, you know, but you know, you got to find a way to do it, and so we won't use that as an excuse.
I mean, I'm just, are you going to have to carve out extra time for him, or how,
sure.
How will it?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. You know, like I said, you know, one day at a time, figure out how can we get him better today, and then, a lot of time in the day.
How's Dante coming along?
Well, extremely well. He really had a really good preseason, and you know, basically just ran out of time, you know, trying to catch Josh, just because Josh had been here longer and more familiar with the offense. Josh was you know, handling the offense better when you put everything together, and so you know, we have a lot of confidence in both of them, and he just have, you know, as of last Sunday. And he just couldn't catch him.
You say there's a lot of time in the day. Do you really believe that?
Yeah, I do. You know, and you know, we talk about with our players, staff all the time is, you know, managing your day to, you know, figure out the best way to compete. To you know, at the end of the day, did we do everything we could to get better? Whether that was getting Jamarcus ready, or whether that was getting ready for the opponent, or whether that was looking at our roster and upgrade our practice squad, whatever that may be.
What did you like about Cooper Carlisle when you signed him?
You know, really consistent, durable player. You know, played every snap for the last two seasons there, and obviously a system fit, but really liked who he was after getting to meet him, and what he brings and the way that he works and how important it is to him. And, you know, that goes back to the beginning of our conversation of changing the culture of this team. Well, you can't do it by yourself. You got to make sure that you're signing the right players in free agency and bringing the right players in that are going to help you in your goal of what you're trying to get done.
The Bills didn't really try to push the field too much against the Broncos secondary. Was that more because they were playing so deep and taking away the big play, or do you think that's just because of who's playing corner and safety for them?
You know, I really wouldn't be able to tell you what Buffalo was thinking. I don't think it was that they were playing too deep. You know, I just think it was their game plan for whatever reason. It's the direction they decided to go.
Do you see that? Do you see teams staying away from the Broncos' corners like that very often? I mean,
yeah, they're definitely staying away from Champ. That's for sure.
So, is Gallery a guard now for good, or do you think he'll ever go back to tackle?
He's a guard for now, and I see him staying there until some major. You know, injury happened or something where we would have to move, but he's in the best spot for us right now.
Blaine, it appears that the presence of a spine specialist on the sideline made the difference in the care that Kevin Everett got. I'm just curious, do you guys have a neurological specialist on your sideline at games?
We do, yes.
Okay. You use that new concussion thing too, right?
Yes.